Jaya Vrindavanam श्रीमल्भागवदाख्योऽयं प्रत्यक्षकृष्णमेव हि स्वीकृतो सिमयानाथ मुक्त्यर्थं भवसागरे मनोरथेमदीयोऽयं सफला सर्वदा त्वया निर्विघ्नेनैव कर्तव्यं दासोऽहं तव केशव भवे भवे यथा भक्ति पादयोस्तव जायते तथा कुरुष्व देवेश नादस्वन्नो यदप्रभो नाम संकीर्तनं यस्य सर्वपापप्रणाशनं प्रणामो दुःखशमनं तं नमामि हरिं परम् जन्माद्यस्य यदोन्वयादितरदश्चार्थेष्वभिज्ञस्वरा तेने ब्रह्म हृदय आदिगवये मुह्यन्ति यल्सूरया तेजो वायुमृदं यथा विनिमयो यत्र त्रिसर्गो मृषा धाम्ना स्वेन सदा निरस्तगुहगं सत्यं परं धीमहि धर्मप्रोज्झितकैदवोत्र परमो निर्मल्सराणां सतां वेद्यं वास्तवमत्र वस्तुशिवदं तापत्रयोन्मूलनम् श्रीमल्भागवते महामुनिकृते किं वा परैरीश्वर सद्यो हृद्यवरुध्यते त्रकृतिभि शुश्रूषुभि तल्क्षणाल् निगमकल्पतरोर्गलितं फलं शुकमुखादमृतद्रवसंयुतं पिबदा भागवतं रसमालयं मुहुरहो रसिका भुवि भावुकाः सच्चिदानन्दरूपाय विशोल्पत्यादिहेतवे तापत्रय विनाशाय श्रीकृष्णाय वयं नुमाम् यं प्रव्रजन्तम् अनुभेदमभेदकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहगातरमजुहाव पुत्रेदि तन्मयदया तरवोऽभिनेतु तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिम् आनदोऽस्मि यस्वानुभावमखिलश्रुतिसारमेकम् अध्यात्मदीपम् अदितितीर्षदां तमोन्नम् संसारिणां करुणयाः पुराणगुह्यं तं व्याससूनम् उपयामि गुरुं मुनीनाम् नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे कमनीयकिशोरमुग्धमूर्ते कलवेणुकुणिदादृदाननिन्दोः मम वाचि विजृम्भदां मुरारे मधुरिन्ना कनिकापि काभिगाभि नमो विष्णुपदाय कृष्णप्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्तस्वामिनामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवि गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यादेशधारिणे श्रीमल्गुरुचरणारविन्दाभ्यां नमः वन्दे नन्दव्रजस्त्रीणां पादरेणुमभीष्णश यासां हरिगदोद्गीतं पुनादि भुवनत्रयं गोपीचरणारविन्दपरमाणवे नमः पीताम्बरं करविराजितचक्रशङ्खं कौमोदगी सरसिजं करुणासमुद्रं राधासहायम् अतिसुन्दरमन्दहासं वातालयेशमनिशं हृदि भावयामि कोमलं कूजयन् वेणुं श्यामलोऽयं कुमारक वेदवेद्यपरं ब्रह्म भासदां पुरतो मां मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गं लङ्घयते गिरिं यल्कृपातमहं वन्दे परमानन्दमाधवम् ॐ श्रीकृष्णाय नमः श्रीमति राधिकायै नमः सर्वत्र गोविन्दनाम सङ्कीर्तनं गोविन्द गोविन्द the day after the appearance in this world, Krishna had performed this wonderful pastime with Putana, where she was killed and sent back to the spiritual world. So after this Putana's liberation, Parikshit Maharaj, in the Srimad Bhagavatam you will find, was extremely in blissful condition, because now Krishna's stories have started coming. Parikshit was more and more becoming absorbed in the pastimes, especially these beautiful childhood pastimes. Childhood pastimes particularly were attractive to Parikshit, because this Krishna, Supreme Personality, had come and looked after Parikshit when he was small. Krishna spent a lot of time with Parikshit. And Parikshit had a relationship with Krishna like that. And because it was like that, when he started hearing about Krishna's childhood, Parikshit was much more eager to hear. And in the next chapter, which is the seventh chapter, Parikshit begins with the conversation with Sukadeva Goswami, with a couple of comments about his own happiness in listening to the pastimes of Krishna. And he has specifically mentioned that here in the seventh chapter. You will notice one thing in the Krishna's pastimes, that not one pastime is similar to another. In other sense, whoever Krishna has killed, the way Krishna has killed Putana is not the way Krishna has killed another demon, Shakatasura, for example. Or the way Krishna has killed Tranavarta is not similar to the way Krishna has killed Shakatasura. So every single demon who was killed by Krishna in his childhood pastimes, they were all killed in different ways. You can notice that when you go through this 10th canto, you will find this speciality, that Krishna never killed one demon in exactly the same way as the other. And in many, many of these pastimes, Krishna has also exhibited some of these powerful mystic powers, Krishna is after all the controller of all the mystic powers. He is called as Yogeshwara. Yatra Yogeshwaro Krishna, Yatra Partho Dhanurdhara, Tatra Shair Vijayo Bhodir Dhvoni Dharma Dharmama. Sanjaya says at the end of Bhagavad Gita, wherever Krishna is there, wherever Arjuna is there, there is no question of defeat. There is always victory. Why? Because Krishna is Yogeshwara. All the mystic powers, things which are beyond our imagination, are such powerful mystic powers, comes from Krishna. Krishna is the controller of such mystic powers. Number one. Number two, Uddhava, when he was addressing Krishna, he addressed him as Yogesha Yoga Vinyasa Yogalma Yoga Sambhavaha. That Yogesha, controller of all yogic powers, Yoga Vinyasa, who is the seat of all yogic powers, Yoga Alma, who is the controller of all the yogas, or who is the very soul of yoga itself, Yoga Sambhavaha, that every yoga system, or in other words, particularly the Sashtanga Yoga system, which develops into mystic power later, it is mentioned that Krishna is the controller of all the yogic powers there. Yogesha Yoga Vinyasa, Yoga Alma, Yoga Sambhava. Uddhava calls, addresses Arjuna Krishna like this later on. So Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, when he exhibited these pastimes, he has given an opportunity for the devotees to absorb in them. How? Because if you absorb in Krishna, as mentioned about the 10th canto, the summary of the 10th canto, Itam Harer Bhagavati Rujiravadarei Viryani Balacharita Nija Shandamani. That is how Sri Shukan completes this 10th canto. Itam Harer Bhagavati Rujiravatarehi. That Krishna's, these pastimes, from beginning to end, or even if one pastime among them, if one can remember, and absorbs our mind in that, Itam Harer Bhagavati Rujiravatarehi Viryani, which shows the glories of Krishna's pastimes, Balacharidani Jashandamani. Balacharidani, that means the childhood pastimes, particularly, specifically mentioned there by Sri Shukan when he finishes the 10th canto. You can see that more or less the last verse in the 10th canto. ഇത്തം ഹരേർ ഭഗവതീ രുചിരാവതാരൈ വീര്യാണി ബാലചരിതാനി ച ശാന്തമാനി. ദാറ്റ് വിൽ ബ്രിങ് ഓൾ ദി ഓസ്പീഷ്യസ്നെസ് ടു ദി ഡിവോട്ടി. സോ ശിശുവൻ ഓൾസോ മെൻഷൻസ് ദാറ്റ് ഇൻ ദി ഭാഗവതം വൈ ഇമ്പോർട്ടൻറ്റ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ടു റിമെമ്പർ ദീസ് ചൈൽഡ് ഹുഡ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ്. ഇഫ് വൺ ക്യാൻ റിമെമ്പർ ഓൾ ദി പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദ ബെസ്റ്റ്. ബട്ട് ഈവൻ ദെൻ ദർ ആർ ഡിവോട്ടീസ് who takes one or two of these past times, of the hundreds of past times mentioned there, and absorb their mind in that totally. They get total satisfaction. And it is enough if we can even absorb one past time completely to be become liberated from this material world. That is the beauty of 10th canto. Itam harer bhagavati rujiravadare viryani balacharidani jashandamani. Shishuvan says like that. So when we come to this 10th canto, more or less you will notice that all the great acharyas also, when they have commented on this 10th canto, they have taken a special care, because all these pastimes have wonderful relationship with our mind. Our mind can get easily relate with this, whereas all the other pastimes in the previous kalpas or in the previous yugas, for example, things what has happened in this Krishna's childhood, but all the childhood pastimes before that, that is very bit difficult for us to relate with. It is very difficult because of our conditioned mind. Our mind is more absorbed in something which has happened very recently, and in that sense the childhood pastimes of Krishna is more attractive to the conditioned soul. So Shridharacharya Swamiji, while commenting on this particular next chapter of the 7th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam of the 10th canto, he mentions there one interesting thing. He says there that the next two demons who are killed in the next chapter, which is Shakatasura and Tranavarta, how did Krishna kill them? Shakatasura, he killed him by throwing up, whereas Tranavarta, he killed him by throwing him down. So that is the beauty of, and Sri Rajari Swamiji says there in the beginning itself that this particular aspect of Krishna, Ul Shivan Shakatam Vyomni Tranavarta Mathak Shivan. Ulshivan means gone up, and Tranavartam Adakshivan Darshayan Vishwamaseja Krishna Kreta Disaptame. In the 7th chapter, Krishna is playing like this, he says. He is playing with these two demons. How? One throwing him up, another one throwing him down. Krishna Kri Ulshivan Shoganam Vyomni Tranavartam Adakshivan Darshayan Vishwamaseja Krishna Kreta Disaptame. Krishna Arbhaga Sudha Sindhu Samplavananda Narbhara Bhuyastadeva Sambhrishtam Rajanyana Raja Rajanya Dhavinandadi. So at this time, this child Krishna's these pastimes was very exciting for Parikshit. So Parikshit Maharaj was so much absorbed in that, and so he started appreciating Sukadeva Goswami. Parikshit Maharaj started appreciating Sukadeva Goswami. Krishna Arbhaga Sudha Sindhu Samplavananda Narbhara ഭൂയസ്തദേവ സംപൃഷ്ടം രാജാന്യദവിനന്ദതി തൃണാവർത്താകമേ ദൃഷ്ട ഗൗരവാശങ്കിനീം പ്രസും ബോധയം ദർശയാമാസ ശംഭമാണോ മുഖേ ജഗൽ. When Tranavarta came, Krishna decided to show a little bit more of his potencies to his mother Yashoda at that time. And mother got frightened with that. So these are the things what we will discuss in this next chapter, in the 7th chapter. So the 7th chapter begins with Rajovaja. So Parikshit Maharaj is addressing to Sukadeva Goswami and begins with this statement. Yena yena avadarena Shri Rajovajam Yena yena avadarena Bhagavan Haririshwara Karodi Karna Ramyani Manojnani Jana Prabhom യക്ഷണദോ പൈത്രിർവിതൃഷ്ണ സത്വം ജോഷുദ്ധ്യജിരേണ പുംസ ഭക്തൃഹരോദൽ പുരുഷേജ സഖ്യം തദേവഹാരം വദമന്യസേചൽ അധാന്യതപി കൃഷ്ണ ലോകാചരിതമത്ഭുതം മാനുഷം ലോകമാസാദ്യം തജ്ജാതിമനിരുന്ധതാം. സോ പരീക്ഷിത് മഹാരാജ് സോ ദാറ്റ് സേസ് ടു സുദേവ് ഗോസ്വാമി ദാറ്റ് ദീസ് പാസ്റ്റ് ടൈംസ് ഓഫ് കൃഷ്ണ ആർ വെരി റിലിഷ്യബിൾ ടു മൈ ഇയേഴ്സ്. A personality who will has to leave the body in another 2 or 3 days. That is what you have to remember about Parikshit. And Parikshit was able to relish. He was not too concerned about the death that was waiting there. Rather, he was more concerned about enjoying these pastimes from now on, which he requests Sukadeva Goswami to continuously give it to him, so that let me leave my body in remembrance of all these beautiful pastimes of Krishna. That is why Parikshit Maharaj is now appreciating Sudev Goswami and seeing Parikshit Maharaj, that spirit of Katha Shravanam, or hearing the hearing process, Sudev Goswami also gets a little bit more excited and makes it, because mentioning all these things in the Srimad Bhagavatam is, the purpose of all this is that how Sudev Goswami spoke so nicely Srimad Bhagavatam, because the listener, Parikshit Maharaj, was so intense, and knowing very well that Parikshit had to leave the body in another 2 or 3 days' time, he was preparing himself by filling his heart with as much Krishna Katha as possible. That let Parikshit dwell completely, all his mind and consciousness fully absorb in Krishna, so that in 2 days' time, when Tatshaka comes, Sudeva Goswami wanted, before he touched him, that Parikshit is back into the spiritual world. So you can see the power of Krishna's stories, the power of Krishna's childhood pastimes. That is specifically what is coming out in this next chapter. So, beginning to begin with this chapter, Sri Shuga Vajam Kadajita Uttanika Udugaplave Janmaksha Yoga Samaveda Yoshidam Vaditra Gita Dujamandra Vajagais Chakara Sunura Bishejanam Sadhi Nandasya Batni Kritam Ajjanadikam Viprai Kritaswastenam Subhujirai Annadya Vasasra Kavishta Denubi Samjata Nidrakshama Shishayachanai Authanika Ausukhyamana Amanaswini Samagadan Pujayadi Vrajaugasa Naivashanodvairudidam Sudasya Sarudan Sanati Charana Udakshival Adashayana Sashishorana Varpaga Pravala Murdhangrihadam Vivarthala Vidvastadana Arasagupya Bhajanam Vityasta Chakraksha Vibhinna Gubaram Drishtva Yashoda Pramukha Vrajastriya Mauthaniye Karmaniya Samagada Nandadaya Chalbuddha Darshana Kula Kadam Soyam Vaishakadam Vibhadyagal Kadajida Uthaniya Kauduga Aplave. So this pastime begins with some interesting phenomenons there, because the Uthaniyam means in the olden days, when the children were born, the parents will have a very close observation of every development in the child. The reason was that in that household life, that happiness from the children is enjoyed by the parents to such an extent that there were so many ceremonies also every time when certain developments happens in their stage. Kadajit Authanika Kauduga Aplave. Authaniyam is basically what it is that Krishna was up to this time lying on his back. He was lying on the back. But one day Krishna turned and started lying on his friend. So that became a celebration. That was a celebration in itself in Nanda Maharaj's family. Nanda Baba wanted a big feast. All Brahmanas were invited, the whole Brajam were fed, just because Krishna turned from one side to another. You may wonder why it is like that. You have to ask Vilumangalam that question. Why is it so important that Krishna has turned from one side? When we turn, nothing happens. But when Krishna turned, Vilumangalam told Krishna, be a little bit careful, because the whole creation is inside this. And if you turn upside down, what will happen to the creation? Vilumangalam asked a question to Krishna once. So that is how it is, that one day Krishna showed to Mother Yashoda that all the so-called creation, what you find, it's all inside me here. So because of this, Kadajit Authaniya Kauduga Aplavem, that Authaniyam ceremony was one important ceremony for Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. So, before we come to that, how is all these celebrations happen? Let's look at that. Krishna appeared on the star of Rohini. That was the star when Krishna appeared. Rohini was the star when Krishna appeared. Now, birthday normally we celebrate every year, isn't it? Once a year, those who are very fond of birthday, they celebrate. But Krishna's birthday was celebrated every month. So you can imagine how many celebrations it becomes. The star Rohini comes every month, every 28 days, when set of stars are finished, 27 stars, again Rohini comes. So every time Rohini comes, there was a celebration. That is known as Janmarksham. Kadajit Authaniya Kauduga Aplave Janmarksham. That Janmarksham is that. That is because the star has come again the next month. Again there is a celebration. So this particular pastime happens on the third Janmaksham. That means if you calculate, you can calculate yourself, 28 days after the first birthday. Birthday means the star, birth star appears. The second one on the 56th day. The third one on the 84th day. 28 plus 28 plus 28. 84th day. So the devotees have calculated that this particular pastime has happened on the 84th day after appearance. If you remember, after the sixth day, Krishna has killed Putana. Putana went back to the spiritual world. So this happened on the 84th day. Now this 84th day has also some other significance. Basically because in those days, for quite a long time, that after the delivery of the child, mothers won't get up straight away and start doing things at home. They took their own time to relax the body and feel themselves comfortable and strong enough to get up from the bed and perform other household affairs. So Mother Yashoda also took her own time. So normally this 84th day or 3 months time more is almost the time when they rested in the bed, and then slowly little bit by now the body has got back some strength, and Mother Yashoda has also started getting back into the routine lifestyle, routine work at home. So she was very happy to get up from the bed. Otherwise they were not allowed even to come out from the bed. They were told to rest. Compare this with today's life, what we all do. It just makes no sense what we do now. But what can we do? That is how it is. That the in the olden days, because their mind was so peaceful, that they were able to live lifestyle was such that they spent all the time, they took it relaxed, and that was the reason why they had that strong relationship with the parents and the children. And here you will find that Yashoda Devi also took her own time to start getting back to work, or getting back to the household duties. Yashoda Devi didn't have to go anywhere to work, but Yashoda Devi was doing some household work which she started doing now. So this particular day, on the 84th day, Yashoda Devi had this, the astrologers have told her, and also this particular ceremony was to be conducted at home. So Yashoda Devi prepared herself for that, and first Krishna has to be bathed. And not only Krishna has to be bathed, all the gopis who were assisting Yashoda Devi, they have all come, including Rohini Devi, they were all there to help Yashoda Devi to bathe Krishna. So after the bathing ceremony was over, Nanda Maharaj had so much money, so much wealth at that time. Why? Earlier we saw in the appearance of Krishna, Rama Krida Mabhun Rupam. Shri Mahalakshmi was staying there at home and packing the shelf all the time with the wealth. That was her duty. She knew that if there was not enough wealth, how can Nanda Maharaj perform all the ceremonies? So Nanda Maharaj's question was, how much rice should be cooked for the feast? That was the only question he had. How much rice should be cooked? Or in other words, how big the feast should be? So more and more, every month and every celebration, more and more brahmanas were coming from all over. And not only the brahmanas were come, they were blessing Krishna, saying to him, let there be a birthday for you like this forever. Why? Because if they do, they have a big feast. And not only that, when the feast is finished, they were leaving home, Nanda Maharaj was handing over them a nice wallet. You know, just like the businessman pass over the wallet to some important customers. In the same way, Nanda Maharaj was giving to them a big wallet. But only thing was, it was not anything in plastic inside. It was all gold and jewelry. In the modern days, the plastic manufacturers make something very nice in plastic. Colorful and but very cheap things, and the companies offer them in presentations or gifts to the customers. But here, Nanda Maharaj's case, it was always jewelry, gold and jewels, expensive jewels, Navaratnams as it's mentioned. They were all offered to the visitors. If you start giving like this to people, would they not come?
can you expect? The place will be full of people. And Nanda Maharaj was enjoying this because he was thinking that after so many years, I've got a son and let me celebrate this properly. And it is getting, shelf is always filled by Mahalakshmi. So where was the shortage? There was no shortage for anything. Kadajid Uthaniya Kauduga Plave Janmaksham. So that Janmaksham ceremony was celebrated in this way. And when the Brahmanas come, they will sing what is known as Sustivajakam. Sustivaja means that for the protection of the child, various mantras, and to keep the child free from all other influences. Brahmanas were performing all these things. And all the other gopis were assisting Yashoda Devi in these things. And after that, Yashoda Devi, after she has bathed Krishna, Yashoda Devi put Krishna to, fed Krishna with the breast milk. And after a while, and Yashoda was looking at Krishna's face while feeding the breast milk. And she was getting a tremendous happiness. Nibaya yandi stanamanga gantvam viloga yandi vadanam hasandi. Krishna was also looking at Yashoda's face, and Yashoda was looking at Krishna's face. They were looking at each other. And Yashoda was smiling at Krishna. And Krishna was seriously drinking the milk. But after a while, after this bathing and drinking milk, Krishna felt a little bit sleepy. So Yashoda Devi thought that now let me put him to rest somewhere. And while he is resting, I can carry out with all my other work in the kitchen and other household work. And Rohini Devi was assisting Yashoda Devi. So because so many guests have started coming by now to celebrate this festival. Because Krishna has turned from one side to another. That's all. So that itself was a... And as soon as they put Krishna back to the original position, he will turn back again, like the normal babies do. So Krishna has... All these attractive things were going at home. And Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda and other cowherd men and the gopis were enjoying this scene, how this development was happening in Krishna's life. So Yashoda Devi put Krishna to sleep. Now at this point in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there is a mention there, Yashoda Devi has put Krishna underneath the cart. That is how it's mentioned there. And normally different commentators have different views on this also, how Krishna was put to sleep. Some commentators have the opinion, because it's not explicitly mentioned that Krishna was put under a car. Sometimes it's very difficult also to think, how could Mother Yashoda put Krishna underneath a cart like that? It is unusual thing to happen. And it becomes very difficult to believe that Yashoda Devi has put Krishna underneath a bulla cart, because this cart that later on breaks up. So, and the cart is loaded with also, as it's not explicitly mentioned like that, but in the Bhagavatam commentaries, many places it says that cart was loaded with different foodstuff like milk, yogurt, butter, honey, and and different nuts, and and all these things were stocked in the cart as well. There's a picture also shown like that. But of all these, there was one commentator on the Srimad Bhagavatam. They have given a much different explanation, which is also very nice to think about. When Yashoda Devi put Krishna underneath the cart, actually the story of the cart is also mentioned there. The story of the cart is that perhaps after the 6th or 7th day, that means after the killing of Putana, Putana was killed on the 6th day. So after that, on the 7th day or probably 8th day, something like that, something around, one artisan means something like a person who works on the wood, but he's not exactly a carpenter who makes the furniture and all that, but he makes different kinds of things from wood. He's a person who worked on the wood, and he made some beautiful articles from wood. So when he came to know that Nanda Maharaj had this baby, Krishna was born, he wanted to come and see the baby, Krishna. So he was an old person, he was not a young man, he was an old person. So what he did was, he thought, I may not have a very long life left in me, perhaps maybe a few years. So best thing is, when I go to see the baby now, I should take a nice present with me. So what he did, from a nice wood he made a fine cart, probably which was big enough to put baby Krishna on it and to push to other places, or somebody could push him. And this cart what he has made was made so well that he painted the whole cart nicely, and also he fitted a lot of bells all around the spokes on the both wheels. So when you move this cart, the cart used to make some nice sounds. They used to say that saptaswaram, sarigama padhanisa, it used to come out from this cart which was fitted with all these bells. So it was something, a very special creation by this artisan. So he made all these things and nicely painted it and brought it to Nanda Maharaj and while visiting him. So when he came there, he gave this to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj asked him, he has packed it nicely and presented it to Nanda Maharaj and said to him, seeing the size of the box, it was quite a big box. Nanda Maharaj asked him, what is this? He said, I will open up and show it to you, he said. And he opened up and showed it to Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj was sitting in the reception room of the house. Nanda Maharaj saw this cart and said to him, why did you bring this cart now? So the artisan told him that I am a person who works on the wood, and I thought I should bring something for the baby. But Nanda Maharaj said, my baby is not that big. He's only 6 or 7 days old. He's not going to play with this now. It's too early for him. This is probably when he's a year old, or probably year and a half, something like that. At least he can push this, or somebody can put Krishna on that and push it. So what did he reply to him? This reply is more interesting. He said at that time to Nanda Maharaj, I am an old person. And when I have come to see Krishna, I thought myself, said, I should bring something nice for Krishna to enjoy. To play with. I do not know whether I will be living when Krishna grew up. I'm not sure about that, he said. Who knows what's our life? It can be finished today. Because of old age, he was also feeling that there is no guarantee that I'm going to be there when Krishna needs it to play with it. Secondly, he also said that if you are not going to use it, it doesn't matter. You can hang it up somewhere and let Krishna watch this cart. He will enjoy that sometimes because it's all nicely colored and painted. So because it's colored and nicely painted, perhaps that will also give some happiness to Krishna. So like this, couple of things he mentioned to Nanda Maharaj. Now, who was listening to all these things? Krishna was lying there. Krishna was lying in a cot there, and he was listening to this conversation of Nanda Maharaj and this artisan there. Krishna thought in his mind that Krishna was not concerned too much about the cart, but what impressed Krishna was the mentality of that person. Krishna said that in his own way he thought about it, that before one gets old, one desires to serve Krishna, number one. Number two, the desire to please Krishna in spite of all other difficulties in life. These things has made an impact on, strong impact on Krishna. And Krishna taught himself that I should bring this cart into my pastimes here, in the childhood pastimes. This is how that whole thing developed like this. That this cart which this artisan handed over, Yashoda Devi took it and hung it up. Where did she hang it up? She hung it up in the room where she stored majority of the food. Normally in those days when the houses were built, they will have a room in the middle of the house which was cooler because there is no sunshine directly hitting the rooms. And in this room they stored most of the food. Food means particularly long-lasting things like butter, ghee, yogurt, and milk also in their different pots they stored there. They also stored the honey there and sugar and many things, all in bottles they stored there. And in that big room, they also hung up this cart, which was nicely painted, which had all these bells. So one day, Rohini Devi was taking Krishna around. So Krishna was very small, you can imagine. He was, children have this difficulty that they may not be able to differentiate different colors. So when you, even if you show them the different colors, the mothers will always try this technique on them. When they are growing up, they will take them around. And when they cry too much, they will show the baby, look at these colors, different colors. So one day, suddenly they will hit, they will find out different colors. The differentiation happens in their eyes. Once that happens, the mother is a bit happy, because from then on she knows whenever they cry, they will bring them to somewhere where there is some colorful things. What do? We bring balloons and tie it up, multicolored balloons, and the child will lie there and keep looking at it. And he will look at it and he will stop crying when he sees these different colors. But those days, these things called balloons were not there. So the only thing what was there was this cart lying there. And this cart was many colors. And one day, Rohini Devi found out that Krishna has started looking at the cart seriously. And then Rohini sensed that Krishna can now recognize different colors. And once the mother knows that the child can recognize different colors, it's a big relief for her. Because they know that from now on, you can you can stop them crying by using different colors. So it was underneath this cart that Yashoda Devi has gone and left Krishna to sleep. So it was a small cart, and Krishna was lying underneath, and Krishna was looking at this cart and the colors. And he enjoyed that, looking at them. What else Yashoda did? Yashoda also called another two boys, same, little bit older. And Yashoda told them that, every time when Mother Yashoda called children, they were very happy to come. Why? Because they know that Yashoda will give something to them to eat. So they enjoy that. And Yashoda told them that you two should sit down here now and watch Krishna. Whether when he wakes up, you should let me know. And handed over some sweets for them to eat. The children were very satisfied. They got the sweets to eat. They sat there on either side of Krishna. And they kept looking at Krishna. And they were slowly eating the sweets as well. But one thing they noticed, what were they seeing? Krishna's little belly was coming up and down all the time. They were looking at that and they were totally absorbed in that, seeing this beautiful little baby lying and sleeping like this. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, when Sri Shukan talks about all these things, you may think as though Sri Shukan was also there, seeing this whole scene. Not only that, in the Bhagavatam, this Shakadasura story is a second pastime after Pudana's liberation, Pudana's moksham. And this pastime has given a lot of pleasure to many devotees also. Shakadasura's history, if you know from the past, you will appreciate how he came into this situation. Shakadasura is no one else than Hiranyaksha's son. If you remember, in the third canto, we discussed about Hiranyaksha. Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu were Didi Devi's children, Kashipa Prajapati, and Didi Devi had two boys, Hiranyaksha and Hiranyakashipu. And this Hiranyaksha, from one marriage, he had a son by name Ulkaja. So this Ulkaja, what did he do? He was, like Hiranyaksha, a very proud demon. Very proud demon. Kept on wandering around and offending different people. So at one point, Ulkaja went into one great sage's ashram called Lomesha Maharshi. This Lomesha's great sage Lomesha was performing penances in that forest. So this Ulkaja, these asuras have got one nature. When they see the devotees and saintly people, they like to give them some trouble. They get some pleasure out of it. So the same thing Lomesha, he did to Lomesha Maharshi also. Not recognizing the greatness of Lomesha Maharshi, he went and started breaking all the trees in the forest and making the whole place without any trees. The sages love the trees for their meditation and for their solitude. But this Ulkaja went and started disturbing the forest so much, Lomesha got upset with him and told him that let your body drop now. And immediately Ulkaja died and lost his body, material body. And he was left, his soul was left there in the air in a ghostly form. So it was in the air, he was like this. And immediately as soon as he recognized his mistake, he fell down at Lomesha Maharshi's feet and asked for forgiveness. So Lomesha Maharshi told him that there's nothing much I can do, but after all, you have come here and you offended me, but and I have cursed you, you have to lose your body. But one thing I'll tell you, if you could go to Brajam, where Krishna will appear and try to attack Krishna somehow, you will get the opportunity to get back to the spiritual world. He gave, the sages are very much merciful to the, even to the demons. They don't have that feeling of revenge or anything like that. They wanted to help this person to come out of that demonic situation. So he goes there, and it is this Ulkacha who comes as Shakatasura in this story. Now, what does Shakata mean? Shakata means basically it's a cart, like bullock cart and things like that. The cart is a Shakata. The Sanskrit meaning of this word Shakata means cart. Will anybody give a name Shakata to anybody? That is very unusual, isn't it? No one gives a cart, a name of a person as cart. That is also, you can see in the Bhagavatam, it is mentioned, the reason for all these kind of things, that how did he get this name, cart, Shakata? Apparently when he walked, it looked as though a cart is moving. That was the style of his walk. And because it was like that, you know, they gave him a second name, Shakata. He had some other name, but he was known more by this name, Shakata. And Shakatasura, that's why. And he was a very close friend of Kamsa as well. So because he was a close friend of Kamsa, sometimes Kamsa will call him. If you find Shakata somewhere, tell him to come here, he said. So when they say like that, Shakatasura will feel, never used to take offense. After all, Kamsa was his shelter. And Kamsa used to call him and he didn't mind. It became acceptable everywhere. Sometimes in this world also you can see, people get sometimes two names. One name parents are given, the other name the people give him as a name. So like that. So this way, in here also you can see, Shakatasura came to know more by this name Shakata rather than his original name. So Sri Shukara also thought we'll call him Shakatasura. So that is how Shakatasura came into this pastime. So when Shakatasura came, Shakatasura knew that this is the opportunity to go to Krishna, because he has to get out of this body somehow. And he was moving in the form of air. And in like a ghost he was moving around. So Krishna was sleeping right underneath this cart. So he decided that I will go and enter into this cart. These demons have got a lot of maya, power of maya, they can utilize to different things which we cannot even imagine in our own life. Because how to manipulate the material energy is known to them. They know these techniques. They have different ways of doing it. You will find in Ramayanam and Mahabharatam also, and also in the Bhagavatam, few instances mentioned like that. Ramayanam and Mahabharatam, plenty of instances where the demons, like Maricha changes his form, Shurpanaka changes her form, Pudana changed her form. All these changing forms, these are all part of the ways in which they manipulate things. So our Shakatasura also did exactly the same thing. He got into this cart which was hanging on top of Krishna. At this time you have to remember, Krishna is sleeping. He hasn't even woken up. But who can cheat Krishna? Can anyone cheat Krishna? Everywhere, Sarvalma, Bhagavatam, in many instances, Sarva Bhutadhivasihi, Andaryamihi. In the Vedas, there is so many statements about Krishna. Andaryami, present in everyone. So how can you do anything without his knowledge? Sarva Bhutadhivasihi. He is present in every Bhutam, every living entity. He is the Andaryami inside every person. So no one can do anything about it. That's how Krishna doesn't need to be Krishna knows what goes on everywhere, in every nook and corner of this whole creation. He is known to Krishna. In the Shastram also, it refers to even a small grass, blade of grass doesn't move without Krishna's knowledge. Can you imagine that? How conscious Krishna is about everything within this creation. But we think, oh, what does Krishna may not know what I'm doing. I can get away with this. We are doing so many things in this world. We do talk about different things. We offend people. We also say things in such a way that we think that maybe Krishna won't hear. Nobody is there. We can get away with it. But no, Krishna knows everything. He hears everything also. So that is why if you read the Purusha Suktam prayers, how does it begin? It begins with this statement. Sahasra Shirsha Purusha Sahasrasha Sahasraval. Thousand, he has got. When it says thousand, doesn't mean exactly thousand. In other words, he is everywhere. Sahasra Shirsha Purusha. Krishna's viral form, viral rupam is mentioned like this. One who is present everywhere. Sahasrasha Sahasraval. That thousands of eyes, thousands of ears. In other words, you can't do anything without being noticed by Krishna. It is Krishna present everywhere. Krishna's agents are also there everywhere. What to speak about getting not being noticed by Krishna. So, because of all these things, Shagadasura decided anyway to go and attack Krishna, got into this cart. As soon as he got into the cart, Krishna knew it is coming down now. His idea was to get into the cart and jump down from there and press on Krishna's chest and kill Krishna. This was the plan. So as soon as he decided that, and the moment he entered into the cart, Krishna thought, now there is no time to waste. With one foot he lifted and kicked the cart. As soon as he kicked the cart, it broke into pieces, this whole cart. And the whole cart broke into pieces and went and hit all the bottles that was stored inside, the storage bottles, which was having the yogurt, milk, ghee, and also sugar, and raisins, honey, everything. You can imagine, you know all these things, if you mix them together, that is known as Panchamritam. Oh, it's such a beautiful. So, normally, Krishna did that mixing together with breaking this cart. So, as soon as this happened, the Shagadasura got liberated and went back. He got himself released from his condition, this ghostly condition. But these two boys who were sitting there, they got so frightened seeing this whole scene. They could not believe the whole room is now mixed with all these different things. And they wanted to have some of that because they were seeing so many nice things flowing from all directions. Milk, yogurt, ghee, butter, sugar, and honey, and raisins. All, everything very dear to the children. Children had such a good appetite. They like to. So, but the fear that came from this kicking, that they got completely frightened. And they started running, calling for Yashoda Devi. Loudly they were shouting for Yashoda Devi, please come, please come, please come. They were calling her like this. Yashoda Devi came down, and what did she see? She saw this Panchamritam, and in the middle Krishna lying there. All around, Krishna mixed with all these different kind of things. Because she didn't know what was going on. Bhagavatam, Sri Shugan, when it comes to this point, he says, Nade Shraddhadiragoba Bala Bhashidamityuda. You'll notice there. They started explaining to Yashoda Devi what happened. If you look at the verse number 10 on chapter 7. Nade Shraddhadiragoba Bala Bhashidamityuda Aprameyabalam Tasya. Aprameyabalam Tasya. Balagasya Nadevidu Nadeshraddhadiragoba Balabhashidamitira Aprameyabalam Dasya Balagasya Nadevidu. Sri Shugan's words. If you read that verse, you will see what happened at that time. Nadeshraddhadiragoba. Yashoda Devi started crying and started wondering what has gone wrong, what has happened to my baby. That is what going through her mind. Nade Shraddhadiragova Balabhashidamityuda. That the two boys started saying to Yashoda Devi two different things. One boy was saying, it is with the right leg that Krishna has kicked this cart. The other boy is saying, no, he doesn't know anything, he is not telling the truth, he says. No, he did it with the left foot, he says. Krishna kicked with the left foot. So all the cowherd men has come there by now. All the cowherd men has come, and they were also inquisitive to find out what has happened. Nade shraddhadira goba balabhashidamityuda aprameya balam tasya balagasya nade vidu. And when the children started saying this too, when the children started saying this to Yashoda Devi and the cowherd men and the gopis there, they did not believe them at all. They thought, these children, after all, they are children. We also have the same nature, isn't it? When the children say something, we don't take it very seriously. After all, they are children. We take it like that. That is what Sri Shukra also says there. Nade shraddhadira goba balabhashidam ityuda. It is balabhashidam. These children's words, why should we bother? Forget it, they said. Aprameya balam tasya. Who knew the power of this personality who was lying there? Aprameya balam tasya balagasya nade vidu. None of them knew who was lying there. The Supreme Personality of Godhead in this beautiful form as a little baby of 83 months old. Baby was lying there. Aprameya balam tasya balagasya nade vidu. Who knew about this personality's potencies? Nobody knew about it, so they didn't take it very seriously. Mother Yashoda didn't understand. Mother Rohini also didn't understand. Nor the cowherd men, nor the gopis. They also thought that, ignore these children. And that is what has happened. So, what did they see there? When this thing happened, Sri Shukan makes it very interesting there. The way he put it there. Vidvasta nana rasagupya bhajanam vyatyasta chakraksha vibhinna kubaram. You can see in the Bhagavatam, where it mentions there, Sri Shukan says there, in the verse 7, what happened? Vidvasta nana rasa kupya bhajanam. That these things started flowing from all these bottles. Ghee is flowing from one side, milk is flowing from another side, and yogurt is flowing, and the raisins are lying there, and everything from all sides getting mixed up. Vidvasta nana rasa kupya bhajanam. That the mixture of all these things getting mixed up nicely. And Yashoda Devi was thinking, what is this now supposed to do now? Vidvastanana rasagupya bhajanam vyatyasta chakraksha vibhinna kubaram. That from the wheels of both this cart, it has broken and shattered the pieces of all these bottles, and the whole thing got mixed up. And that is when Yashoda Devi came and picked up the baby from there, Krishna. She has picked him up. And she was so frightened, worried about what has happened to her. So she took him and went away from there with the children. Ujam vyavasanamadin goban, ujaram vyavasanamadin goban gobischa balagaha, udadanina badina chiptame danna samshaya, nadeshradhadira goba balabhashanam ityuda, aprameya balandasya balagasana devidu, tadrudandam sudamadaya yashoda grahashangida, Krita Sustainam Vipre Suktai Sanamabayayal Purvaval Sabidam Gobeer Belibisa Barichadam Vipra Hutuarchayan Chakru Dadyakshada Gusham Hubi Yesu Yadradam Bershya Imsa Manava Varjidam Nadesham Satyashila Nama Shisho Vipalakridam Idi Balagamadaya Samarga Jurubagri Jale Pavitra Shadibi Abhishachadi Jyotamaihi Vajayitva sustainam nandagoba samahidam hutva chagnim dijadibhya pradadanyam mahagunam gava sarvaguno veda vasasra grupma malini almajadbhayarthaya pradate chanyayunjada vipra mandra vido yukta istaya prokta astada shisha ta nishpala bhavishyandi nakadajida bispudam. So after this incident, only thing Yashoda was getting worried. After the poisonous Pudana's liberation, Yashoda was getting a little bit doubtful about the whole thing. She was thinking, who is this personality? This was thought was coming into her mind very strongly. Now this incident, Shakadasura's incident happened. Yashoda Devi got frightened again. She said to all the brahmanas to sing the prayers, to recite all the prayers and the mantras to protect her baby. So the brahmanas were very happy to do all these things to protect Krishna. They were praying to all the different demigods and all the other devadas, so they all protect Krishna. This was the prayers from the brahmanas. They were doing that. And Yashoda Devi kept Krishna with her for quite a long time. And after that, this Shakadasura pastime came to an end. That day passed on nicely. And nothing else happened that day. That although the cart was broken, Krishna decided that this cart will remind the readers of Srimad Bhagavatam about that beautiful heart of that person who brought that cart to Krishna and how Krishna recognized that. Krishna wanted to make sure that that cart is a part of the childhood pastimes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is why it was specifically the Shakadasura story. More than anything else, we have to also remember the heart of that person who brought that cart to offer to Krishna. Krishna wanted to tell this world through this a few things. That right from the early age in life, to develop Krishna consciousness. Not wait till I am 88, like Ajamila decided. Not to think like that. Rather, to think when you have a good body, or a healthy body, a healthy mind, and a good intelligence, a desire to serve Krishna at that time itself, and not keeping it, oh, now let me finish all my material obligations and commitments. I will take it up, Krishna consciousness, when after 85 or 90, when everything is in a good shape, or when there's nothing else to do. In other words, you can't do anything else. So then I will start chanting, or I'll start get a copy of Srimad Bhagavatam at that time. So this kind of mentality, Krishna doesn't like it. Rather, what Krishna appreciated in that person's attitude, when he said to Nanda Maharaj, right now I have the health. Who knows whether I will be there at that time when Krishna wants to play with it. I may not be able to do that. That attitude from that devotee moved Krishna so much. And when he left, Krishna prompted Nanda Maharaj to give him as much gold, jewelry, everything, whatever that was required. Nanda Maharaj also happily passed on everything. But that was not his happiness. His happiness was that he got an opportunity to serve Krishna at such an advanced age in life, that an opportunity he got in his life. This is the importance of that pastime. That not many people get the opportunity to serve Krishna. We may think that, oh, Krishna is there at the temple, I'll go there, see him, pay my obeisances, everything. But the opportunity to serve Krishna is a very, very rare thing. When one gets an opportunity, one doesn't take advantage of it, then he is a loser. He is the loser. Because in life, these opportunities don't come very often. You get an opportunity. Sometimes Krishna gives an opportunity. And when Krishna gives an opportunity, if you don't take it, you lose that opportunity. So that is what has happened in this case. Nade shraddha niragova balabhashita mityuda aprameya balam tasya balakasya nade vidum. Bala, these children did not understand anything. Yashoda Devi also didn't understand anything. But Krishna understood everything, what was going on. And Krishna said, let thy devotee come back to the spiritual world. So you can see that Krishna looks for this quality in people, that not to turn your face from Krishna, rather go towards Krishna. That is progress in spiritual life. Not to go away from Krishna. Every opportunity to take advantage in serving Krishna, that is the success of human life. That is what Srimad Bhagavatam is teaching, the story of Shakadasura. Shakadasura's story that is telling us that if we do not take the human life, when the mind and body and intelligence is in good condition, if we do not take advantage of it in serving Krishna, that's an opportunity lost forever. So here, that was that message in that story. Very nicely, Sri Shukan has put it. And after this one incident happened in that house, that this incident happened, not on this 84th day. This incident happened, everything went on. Sorry. What you have to remember is, in Srimad Bhagavatam, when different pastimes of Krishna are mentioned, not every pastime is mentioned. Just like a photograph, Sri Shukan is bringing certain important things and takes our mind from to the next one. So, on the 84th day, this pastime happened with Shakadasura. The next pastime happens after somewhere around 6 or 7 months. That is the next one with Trinavarta. The Trinavarta is the next pastime. So Shakadasura story and Trinavarta story, the two stories have come into this particular chapter, but the time gap is between 3 months and almost 7 months. So Krishna was 3 months old when Shakadasura was killed, and he was about 7 months old when Trinavarta was killed. And that is, that means Sri Shukana has not mentioned anything much between that time what happened. He is bringing different pastimes and telling us this is what happened. Like this he moves on. Because if you have to present everything, when every second if you have to monitor what Krishna has done, probably a much more elaborate discussions would have been necessary from Sri Yukteswar to Parikshit. So he has mentioned what will give some feeling for Parikshit so that he may get attracted to the pastimes and relish that. So now what happened? One day Yashoda Devi was sitting and feeding the milk to Krishna. She was sitting on the lap. Yashoda Devi has kept Krishna and was feeding the breast milk to Krishna. Krishna was drinking the milk. When he was drinking the milk, Yashoda was enjoying feeding Krishna. Who won't enjoy? So Yashoda was in absolute bliss, enjoying feeding this milk to Krishna. At that time, outside the house, there was a thing like a whirlwind developing. You can see sometimes in many parts of near Vrindavan also, in Mathura area also, in Delhi also you find this. Sometimes a whirlwind which stands there and it will be revolving for a long time. It's an interesting scene to watch. And this whirlwind, it takes all the dust, and sometimes if it is very powerful, it can even take you to the sky. So powerful they are. Sometimes, but especially in the hot summer season, when there is this wind comes, it takes all the dust and it will start rotating and stands up like that. Something like that. It's a very strange phenomenon. You don't find often this anywhere else, but some places you find like this. So something like that, a whirlwind was outside and Krishna was noticing that. So Krishna thought that, now my guest has come, the next guest in the list. And he has come and he knew the plan also, what the plan was. Plan was that Trinavarta has come in this form. Trinavarta was the demon who had come in this form. And he wanted to take Krishna. He wanted to take Krishna and go up in the sky. So Krishna thought himself, if I tell Mother Yashoda, now I have a guest coming, what will she think? First of all, she will get a shock. He's only 6 months old. He's talking all these kind of things and it will make her more nervous. Already she is nervous with these two incidents. Putana and Shakadasura was enough for the mother temporarily. But still she was, Maya is like that. Maya, Krishna can apply on anyone, anytime and bring you back to the normal material world conditions or change you into any other condition. This is all in Krishna's control. We are thinking that we are independent of Krishna, but we are not independent. Krishna is controlling us through this agent called Maya. And Krishna can control us very nicely through Maya because he is doing this for the billions of people in this planet all the time. And no one is free, is it? Is anyone free in this world from this Maya? Everyone is running here, there, everywhere, not knowing what they are doing it for, thinking that they have a long life here, accumulating, destroying, building, all kinds of things goes on, fully knowing that one day they have to leave. But where else is this Maya working better than in this planet? And who controls this Maya? Krishna controls this Maya. So Krishna is controlling Maya so nicely that he thought for a while that Yashoda Devi, if I tell her that to leave me here, she will not accept, understand why I'm speaking like this. So Krishna thought for a while about this. He didn't have much time to think. So he decided that let me manifest one of my yogic power right at this moment. And what is known as garima. Garima means you increase your weight of the body and to such an extent that you can increase to any extent you want. Lekhima and garima, they are two of the opposing. Lekhima means to become lighter than the lightest. Garima becomes to become heavier than the heaviest. All these things are Krishna's control. We cannot do anything about it. No Archimedes principle, nothing applies there at that time. It's a different principle altogether. So Krishna decided at this time that let me increase my weight, because if I increase my weight, Yashoda Devi will get concerned. So So Krishna started increasing the weight, and the weight started going up. And Yashoda Devi's both legs started feeling this weight. And she started getting worried what was happening. Normally for mothers, when the baby's weight changes, normally we weigh the baby as soon as he's born, 8 kilo or 7 kilo, whatever that is. We say that. But then some doctors and all, they normally monitor the weight of the baby, isn't it? The nurses also do that. So, but here, if you had weighed Krishna at that time, there was no weighing machine to weigh Krishna at that point. So Krishna's weight was going up like anything. And Yashoda Devi's both legs were getting hurt very badly. Now, Yashoda Devi thought for a moment, what is happening? What can I do about this? She didn't know, she couldn't lift him. She couldn't lift him from the lap and put it away because of the weight. Why? Because it was so heavy. So she was virtually in tears, not knowing what to do. She's about to call Rohini, but the sound was not coming out. Voice was gone. She found it so difficult. Eventually, best thing is not to say, you can't say about Krishna. But what exactly Rohini did was, Krishna, she just rolled him from the, you know, roll on, roll off, like that, as they say, in the ferries and all, when they take the car in, take in and take out, they call roll on, roll. It's just rolled him off from the legs. We can't say like this because I don't know how else to say. It is not proper to say about Krishna like this. There should be proper, normally while referring to, in the other Sanskrit language particularly, referring to Krishna's body, different parts of the body, it is not spoken like the way our body and parts of the body is spoken. It's also not considered very nice, particularly Krishna's is a spiritual body, so Sachidananda Vigraham. So there's always, with respect, it is spoken. But when we speak in this way, we have to put it like this, so there is an offense, like Krishna forgive me. So he pushed Krishna away from the legs, and Krishna was left there. So just an hour before this incident, gopis were regularly coming to see Krishna. And as we saw from the Pudana Moksham, Pudana's liberation onwards, there was a continuous flow of gopis coming every day just to see Krishna and to play with him. This was the whole program every day. As soon as they'll come in the morning, spend some time, go home, finish all their morning duties at home. They had to attend to their husbands, their children, cooking, whatever they had to do, milk the cows, all that. When they are finished, as soon as they are free, they'll come again back to see Yashoda and the baby. Yashoda was happy about that because there was always someone to play with. And they will enjoy with gopis like this. Krishna was enjoying this. That particular day, a little before than this incident, an hour ago, one gopi came and saw Yashoda. And she said to Yashoda, how old is your baby now? Yashoda said, he is exactly 7 months old now. Little more than 7 months, few days. She said, he's 7 months old. Something like that. The gopi said to Krishna, said to Yashoda, that, look, your boy is so beautiful. Not only that, if you look at him, anybody will say he's not 7 months. He's at least a year old. At least a year old, the way he has grown. He's so big and he looks so strong and beautiful that at least he is a year old. Like that, she made some comments like this. And she went away. So when this thing happened with the baby, with Krishna, Yashoda immediately thought, maybe her tongue wasn't very good, what she spoke. You know, in the villages how it is, that village people have all these kind of things in their mind. It is to some extent true also. They know that somebody's tongue is not very good. If they say something, the wrong things will happen. So Yashoda got very upset with that gopi that day. She got so upset, she decided that I have to do... Naturally, they have their own mandravadam, or in other words, purificatory ceremonies. They know what, like we talked about Balaraksha in the Pudana's case, what happened, what the gopis did. So this lady also, this Yashodamayi also decided to do something now. It's mentioned in the Bhagavatam, you can read that. But it's all mentioned in such a few words that if you see the next verse number 18 in chapter 17, if you start from there, ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വേർ തൃണാവൃത സ്റ്റോറി ബിഗിൻസ് ഇൻ ദാറ്റ് ചാപ്റ്റർ.
ഏകദാരോഹമാരൂഢം ലാളയന്തി സുതം സതി ഗരിമാനം ശിശോർവോഢം നസേഹേ ഗിരികൂടവൽ ഭൂമൌ നിധായനം ഗോപീ വിസ്മിത ഭാരപീഡിത മഹാപുരുഷമാദധ്യൗ ജഗദാമാസ കർമ്മസു.
That this is what that mahapurushama dadhyo jagadama sakarmasu, that this project or this ceremony, purificatory ceremony,
mahapurushama dadhyo jagadama sakarmasu,
that she took upon herself, Yashoda. What they normally do, there are various things in all these things. Different kinds of evil spirits may attack the body of a child. That is how it's understood. So for them, some of them are Lord Shiva's associates on a lower level. Shaivam, they are classified, all of them. Some of them are Vaishnavam, some of them are Shaktayam, Shakti's potencies. So, to protect her baby, Yashoda Devi went to the kitchen, took some, the normally ingredients they take is mustard seed, chilies, and so many different things like that. They bring it together and they show it to the baby a few times and take it back and put it in the kitchen into the fire. And the assumption is that with that the evil spirits have been avahanam or taken out from the baby's body and has been buried there in the fire. This was the conception. All this has got its own standing also. Mahapurushama dadhyo jagadama sakarmasu. All these things are a part of the life in the villages. The people who lived traditionally in the villages, they performed different things like that. City people, they have nothing to worry. They are free from all these kind of things. They always, therefore them, it is, they have no concept on all these things, so there is no concern about it. Whatever it is, Mahapurushama dadhyo jagadama sakarmasu. So this is what has happened to Yashoda Devi. Yashoda Devi did this and came back. Now, by the time she came back, what has happened here? Krishna was lying there, and Krishna has made his body immediately lighter than the lightest. From Garima, it came to Lakhima now. So that Tanavarta can take him and leave the place. That's what he wanted. He wanted to leave the place immediately with Tanavarta. If I had increased the weight more, Tanavarta would have found it difficult. And if that has happened, Tanavarta would not get liberation. Tanavarta's story also, we'll mention that later, his background, where Tanavarta comes from. So, Tanavarta lifted him and went a couple of miles in the air to the high. 2 to 3 miles he went up. So when he was going up, Tanavarta thought, now I got him with me. I can do what I want. So Krishna was holding his neck like this. And Tanavarta was thinking, maybe he's frightened so much, that's why he's holding and gripping me tightly. So after a while, Krishna started squeezing it. And this is happening somewhere around 2 miles in the sky up. So when he was squeezing it so strongly, Tanavarta started losing his breath. So he started feeling the suffocation so much. He started saying, moksham, moksham, moksham. He was saying this. In the sky, there nobody will hear this in the ground, isn't it? It's all happening in the high in the sky. This conversation is going on between Krishna and Tanavarta. So Tanavarta is saying to Krishna, moksham, 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 he was saying. Krishna was telling him, I'll give it to you now. Wait for a minute, he said. This word moksham has two different meanings in Sanskrit. One meaning is, moksham means liberation. Liberation means get rid of me from this material body, that's one. The second thing is mochanam. Mochanam means, please leave me. In other words, please. Actually Tanavarta was saying, mojanam, that means please leave my neck, please leave my neck, don't squeeze it. That's what he was saying. Krishna took it, he wants liberation. I'll give it to you now, he says. So Krishna and Tanavarta's conversation, nobody has taped it. Don't take it that it has been taped or anything. But Krishna and Tanavarta spoke each other. Sudeva Goswami mentions this in the Bhagavatam, that eventually Krishna gave him moksham. He gave him liberation. Tanavarta came and fell down, and on top of it, Krishna was lying there happily and smiling, lying on the top of Tanavarta. Tanavarta has gone back to the spiritual world. So Tanavarta's body fell down. Yashoda Devi comes at this time looking for baby. There is no baby anywhere, no sign of Krishna anywhere. So tremendous anxiety and concern in Yashodamayi's mind. Yashodadevi went running around everywhere looking for Krishna, but no sign of Krishna anywhere. It was then that some cowherd men and some gopis who came from outside, seeing Krishna, Yashodadevi's situation, they came in and they saw this person, the Trinavarta lying there, and on top of it Krishna lying there. So they all went and picked up. They went and picked up, Krishna from Trinavarta's body and brought him back and handed over to Yashoda. Yashoda fed him milk, and they found that Krishna was drinking milk happily without any problems. When this incident happened, there was a discussion in the house that why all these things are happening to us like this. Why is that the demons are coming and attacking us like this? This discussion started. And Yashoda Devi was looking at Krishna's face and thinking, who are you? Who are you? This is what Yashoda Devi's mind was all the time. He's not an ordinary person. That much she is convinced now. She is convinced that. So, if my mother wants to know who I am, let her understand who I am. Krishna also thought the same way. So, one day, after this, Yashoda was feeding breast milk to Krishna. So, while drinking milk, Krishna was showing as though he was feeling a bit sleepy. And not only was feeling sleepy, he suddenly yawned. And when he yawned, Krishna looked inside the mouth. Mother is always busy looking at different parts of the body of the baby. Is everything okay? Everything okay? 24 hours, this is the only concern for the mother. So, as like any other mother, Yashoda Devi was also looking at looked inside the mouth. As soon as she saw the inside, what she saw, she got a shock. The shock was all the 14 planetary systems from the top to bottom was inside. And inside that, she saw another Yashoda standing there, sitting there and feeding milk to Krishna. So that was enough for her that day. Immediately, Krishna closed the mouth. And Yashoda started thinking, the only shelter Yashoda had those days was Rohini. So called Rohini straight away. Rohini, please come and see what's happening. She said, this is something wrong. This boy's mouth is full of planetary systems and so many things I am seeing. I can't believe myself what I am seeing. Rohini asked Yashoda, what have you seen? Yashoda says, I have seen everything, she says. Nothing that I have not seen. You see, Sri Shivan says there, in the Bhagavatam, if you read in that verse number 20 onwards, Daityo nam natranavata kamsabhratya pranodida chakravada swarubena jaharasina vabhayam Gokulam Saramavrunvan Mushnam Chakshum Shirinubi Irayan Samahakoram Shabdena Prishodisha Muhurtam Apavail Goshtam Rajasatamasavrunam Sam Yashoda Nabashya Tasminya Sadavadiyyata Nabashyal Kaschan Alpanam Param Jabi Mohida Tanavartan Srishtami Shakarabir Badrudaha Iti Karavan Lakravam Suvarshe Sudabadavim Abhalavilakshamada Adikaruna Manusmarande Shojal Bhuvivadida Mrdaval Sagayadhagavum That the Rohini says to Yashoda, so what did you see? Yashoda says to Rohini, I can't explain to you what all I have seen. I have seen everything, she said. So these mothers have this one nature. When they are small, the children are small. Sometimes children eating all kinds of things. Whatever they get, they have tremendous desire to eat something. Even if they have eaten enough, still if they find something, they'll take it and put it in the mouth. It is that particular nature of that age. You can see many times children doing this. So here what Rohini thought, that probably that he wanted to eat something. Or sometimes also when the children start, the teeth start coming out, they have a nature that if you mothers will check this by putting the finger in the mouth. So Rohini thought that probably Yashoda must have got a shock. Rohini put the finger in Krishna's mouth and looked. And Krishna, right at this opportunity, but the first smallest teeth was coming out, gave her a good bite on Rohini's finger. Rohini felt the pain so much, the first biting from Krishna's teeth. Rohini said to Yashoda, "I know what has happened," she says. She said, "What has really happened is that when you put your finger inside, probably Krishna must have bitten it, and Krishna has shown you the higher planetary system, the middle planetary system, and the lower planetary system. This is a statement in the colloquial language that you have gone and see Mahabali's planet. In other words, the pain was such that you have got, that you have forgotten your position where you are. In other words, you have shown everything in this creation. To such an extent, you got frightened." That's what, so Rohini was saying to Yashoda, this is what has really happened. That look at me, what she has done to me. That Krishna has beaten me so badly that obviously the same thing has happened to you, but you have forgotten that. And you have seen Bali Maharaj's planet and also Indra's planet and also the earthly planet. That is why you are saying you are seeing all the planetary systems there. This was Rohini's explanation to Yashoda. Yashoda did not accept the whole verdict totally. But anyway, since Rohini has said this, Yashoda thought she has to accept it. There's nothing we can do. We don't know anything. By now, Krishna was falling asleep and Krishna was put to sleep that day. But all these things, what was happening, Putana's liberation, Shakatasura's liberation, Trinavarta's liberation, all these three things had made Rohini to think a little bit, Yashoda to think a little bit more. What was she thinking? Tamandai kshalpadidam shilayam vishirna sarva avayavam karalam puram yadharudra sharena vidham striyorudatyo dudrushu samidaham pradaya matre pradigrahya vismida krishnam jadasyo rasilambamanam tvam sostimandam purushadanidam vihaya samrityamrkhal pramuktam gopyascha govagilanandamukhya ledhva punaprapura divamodam ahobadatya albudamesha rakshasa balonuvrtyam gemidobhyagal puna himsra swabhavena vihimsida khala sadhu samatvena bayad vimuchyade kim mastadashchirna madhokshajachanam purteshadashtam mudamuda sauhrada yel sambareda punareva balako drishtya subandhun pranayam nubasthida drishtu albudani bahusho nandagoba brahadvane vasudeva vajo bhuyo manayama sa vismida. At this time, Nanda Maharaj's mind was thinking that when he went to see Kamsa, he met Vasudeva Maharaj there. And Vasudeva has warned Nanda Maharaj that what was going to happen in the future, there will be a lot of problems in Gokulam. And if you have to be present there all the time. Vasudeva didn't tell Nanda Maharaj that two of his boys are growing up here, isn't it? Balaram and Krishna, both of them are growing up here. But Nanda Maharaj was thinking, Balaram is Vasudeva's son and Krishna is my son. So that was up to this point also, Nanda Maharaj's conception is like that. Because Vasudeva has brought Krishna in exchange for Durga Bhagavati. Durga Bhagavati and took her back. So at this time nothing was known to Nanda Maharaj. So Nanda Maharaj was warned that he should be extremely cautious about things, what was going to happen in Gokulam. So at this point, when these three incidents have happened, Vasudeva vajo bhuya vanayam asa vismidam. Nanda Maharaj appreciated the words of Vasudev, seeing his foresight in advance. He was able to predict everything so nicely. That has really impressed Nanda Maharaj. So anyway, he took care of all these things very, very nicely. ഏകാദാർഭയമാനായ സ്വാംഗമാരോപ്യ ഭാമിനി പ്രശ്നുദമ്പായ മാസസ്തനം സ്നേഹപരിപ്ലുതാം പീതപ്രായസ്യ ജനനി സാദസ്യസ്മിതം മുഖം ലാളയതി രാജൻ ചുംബനോ ദൃശേമിതം ഖം രോദസി ജ്യോതിരനീകുമാശാ സൂര്യേന്ദ്രമന്യശ്വസനാംബുദീംശ്ച ദ്വീപാന്നകാം സദ്ദുദുഹിദുർവദാനി ഭൂതാനി യാനി സ്ഥിരജംഗമാനി സാവീക്ഷ്യ വിശ്വം സഹസാ രാജൻ സംജാതവേ പദു സമ്മീല്യ മൃഗശാപാക്ഷി നേത്രേമാസീല് സുവിസ്മിതാം. That after this incident, that മൃഗശാപാക്ഷി യശോദാദേവി was feeling only one thing in her mind. It was coming up very strongly, this desire in her mind. What was that desire? Yashodadevi thought that I have to find out who this person is somehow. Who is he? I mean, nobody does things like this. Comes here on the 6th day, sends someone, kills him. And then on the 84th day, another one. Now it's the 7th month, another one. And they're all coming to kill him, and he seems to be killing all of them. He's not an ordinary person, but who is he then? So this thought was coming strongly for. So in those days, not only in those days, even the large time, recent times, always most of the families consulted astrologers. They would not do anything without consulting the astrologers. When they had some serious distress happens in life or some difficult situation comes up in life, generally they consulted astrologers all the time. So she thought, that if I get a good astrologer, I would like to find out, I'd like to have his chart made, horoscope made, as well as, she thought, we have to perform his name-giving ceremony also. By now, he's almost grown up close to a year time. Now, why Krishna was not given the name so far? That is also we have to understand. Nobody waits till one year to give the name to the child. Generally, it's all decided before the birth itself, isn't it? Some parents make the decision. Nowadays, at least, that is the system. So, Yashoda Devi, there was a reason why this was not done. This name-giving ceremony didn't happen. Namakaranam, as it's mentioned in the system. So, Namakarana ceremony was not performed for one reason only. Reason was that Nanda Maharaj, normally this is performed by their Purohit or priest or their Acharya of that particular family. Nanda Maharaj's family's Acharya was Shandilya Mani. Shandilya Maharshi performed all the ritualistic ceremonies for the Nanda Maharaj. Whereas Balaram, who is Vasudev's son, as known to Nanda Maharaj, is a Yadava's family. Vasudev is a Yadava. And for Yadavas, who was the Acharya? It was Gargamuni. Gargamuni was the Acharya. So Nanda Maharaj thought, if I bring Shandilya Muni and perform the name-giving ceremony to Krishna, what will happen to Balaram? Nobody is there to do it for him. He wanted that Gargamuni should come and do it for Balaram, because Balaram is older than Krishna. And although Shandilya Muni was available, Nanda Maharaj deliberately did not call him, because he thought, when Gargamuni comes to do it for Balaram, I will arrange it for Krishna also. Otherwise, what will happen? See how much understanding Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda had towards Rohini. Because in their mind they were thinking, Rohini is also from a princely family, wealthy family, Vasudeva Maharaj's wife. But due to some unfortunate circumstances, she has come here and taken shelter with Nanda Maharaj. But if I perform this name-giving ceremony for Krishna without caring for Balaram, what will Rohini will think about it? Rohini Devi will think that because my son's father, Vasudeva, is not there, therefore my son could not get the ceremony done. This will have some distress in her mind, wouldn't it? Naturally, Rohini Devi will feel that distress. And if Rohini Devi feels that distress will affect Yashoda, and it will also affect my baby, Krishna. So I can wait. This was Nanda Baba's decision. This is how Nanda Maharaj, such a fortunate person, so good at heart, so considerate to everyone, that so much accommodative in everything, that Rohini Devi should not feel any distress. Because if Rohini feels distress, that distress will affect my baby as well. So let me wait till the right opportunity comes. Vasudeva prajodidaha. So one day, by accident, Gargamuni landed at the, came up to the house, came to the house. By Vasudeva prajodida, by prompted by Vasudeva from Mathura. Vasudeva Maharaj prompted Gargamuni, told him, please go to Vrajam, to Nanda Maharaj's house. Two of my boys are growing up there. And please perform the ceremony. He has requested Gargamuni to come here. But prior to that, you have to also remember, in Srimad Bhagavatam, there are so many things happening same time. When Gargamuni, when Krishna was appearing in this planet, Krishna's appearance in this planet, Krishna was instructing to different personalities. He was instructing Durga Bhagavati to come and take birth from Yashoda's womb. He was instructing she was instructing Balaram to go and occupy the womb of Devaki Devi and later on transfer to Rohini's womb as Sankarsana was appearing. So when all these things were happening, Krishna has mentioned certain things in the Bhagavatam, you can see a little earlier, that when these instructions were given, yes, it is in the second chapter. Verse number starting from 7 onwards. Gacha Devi Vrajam Badre, Goba Gobira Lankradam, Rohini Vasudeva Sabaryaste Nanda Gogule, Anyam Shakam Sasam Vigna Vivareshu Vasandihi, Devakya Jare Garbam Sheshakhyam Dama Mamagam, Tal Sandhi Vesha Rohinyas Udare Sandhi Veshaya, Adaham Shabhagena, Devakya Putradam Shubhe, Prapsyami Tuam Mishodayam, Nandavatnyam Bavishasi, Archishandi Manishestam, Sarvagama Vareshirim, Bhuva Bahara Belivi, Sarvagama Varepradam, Namadheyani Guruvandi, Sana Nijanarabhuvi, Durge Vibhadragali, Vijaya Vaishnavirija, Kumuda Chandiga Krishna, Madhaviga Nigerija, Maya Narayani Shani, Sharade Jambigerija, Garpa Sangarshanatam Vai Prahu Sangarshanam Bhuvi, Rame Di Logaramanal, Belam Belavada Chayal. In those verses, already Krishna has decided what names are going to be, at least with reference to Balaram and Durga Devi. You can see from those verses, Krishna says to Durga Devi, you will be known in this world by these names, and Balaram will be known that Rame Idi Logaramanat Balam Balavadu Chayal, that Balaram will be known as Rama. That is also decided. How did Gargamuni come to know about it? Gargamuni was in meditation at that time, in Dhyanam. He was performing his penances, whatever that he was doing. And in his meditation mood, these messages from Krishna, which were going to all these great personalities, Krishna's yogic power is like that. Krishna has exhibited this yogic power at different instances. When Krishna speaks something, Krishna makes sure only such and such a people should hear. Only they will hear. And in other words, Krishna can control the sound in such a way, only those personalities whom Krishna wants to hear, they will hear. This he has started from this day itself. This exactly the same happening in the Rasa dance also. If you see, when all the gopis were, when Krishna played the flute, what happened? All the gopis didn't come for the Rasa dance. Krishna wanted those gopis who performed the Durga Puja, who performed that Katyayini Puja, only they should hear. Because to them, Krishna has promised that he will perform the Rasa dance with them. So Krishna was testing all different kinds. It will appear in the Srimad Bhagavatam, you can find. Every pastime, especially when you move on now to the childhood pastimes, we will see in the in the next 2-3 lessons, so many things what Krishna has done, it will appear as though Krishna was testing his yogic power, because later on in the Bhagavad Gita, one day Krishna has to say all these things to Arjuna, isn't it? About the nature of the spirit soul, what you can do, and the mystic powers, what is associated with the spirit soul. So it will appear as though all the things what Krishna has spoken in the Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna, Krishna was running a practical experiment here in these pastimes. That is very, very visibly clear, because so many things Krishna did, which we'll talk about it later, that all what he was doing, Krishna is repeating to Arjuna also. You can't do this, you can't do this, you can't do this. Why? Because Krishna has proved here by practical test. You know, just like certain medicines, once they invent these medicines, they send to a laboratory for testing and proof that the medicine is effective. It does what it says. Similarly, Krishna's activities are also like that. These childhood pastimes have such an effect on people that the whole life of Krishna, Krishna has brought into this childhood in different stages, in different ways. So here, what you can see there, that Krishna decided that Gargamuni should hear that my brother Balaram should have this name. And Gargamuni got the message. As soon as he got the new message, many, many sages say that what first thing Gargamuni did was, I can now wait. Let me give up all my yoga, all my penances, everything. Let me walk towards Vasudev. Find out what is the situation. So that is how Vasudev, he comes to Vasudev, and Vasudev told him to come and see, do the name giving ceremony to Krishna. So they came, and Gargamuni accidentally appeared in Nanda Baba's home. Nanda Maharaj received him so nicely. Nanda Baba received him nicely, and the first thing Nanda Baba thought, discussed with Yashoda, and both Yashoda and Nanda Baba thought that we should request Gargamuni to perform the name giving ceremony. So two things go side by side. One is known as Jatakarmam, Namakaranam, and the other one is reading the horoscope. These are done normally together. First giving the name giving ceremony, and after that the parents have to present the time of birth, date of birth, and then the astrologer will prepare the chart, and from the chart they will read and convince the parents that the name that has been given to the child is appropriate, on what basis the astrologer has given the name to the child. All this he has to justify. It's not that you pick up any child, any name from any list, and then give it to the child like it is done today. No, the name has to justify the personality behind it. It's absolutely necessary. And that is why in the olden days, the astrologers were required, and they were accepted in that way. And there were such astrologers who could read the personality very well by looking at the chart at the time of birth and preparing the whole chart. There were such, and particularly Gargamuni's case, he is known as the father of the Hora Shastram. Hora Shastra means, in Sanskrit, Hora Shastram is the science of astrology. It is from this Hora Shastram the English word horoscope came in. Horoscope is a modification of this Hora, word Hora from Sanskrit. Hora Shastram became horoscope later on. So whatever it is, you can see here that Gargamuni comes in, and Yashodamayi and Nanda Baba told Gargamuni if he could do this ceremony. Gargamuni said, no, I can't do it, he said. No, there's no need to do it now. Gargamuni was a little hesitant, because Gargamuni knows the whole situation. That's why he was hesitant. Nanda Baba thought that if he was trying to persuade Gargamuni, Nanda Baba and all the other people were thinking, this is another opportunity for celebration. So Nanda Baba thought that name giving ceremony is such an important thing, isn't it, in life. And Gargamuni had come. So Nanda Baba thought, let me make some arrangements. So he sent word to his people to come. A few cowherd men came. He told them that we have to organize immediately. As soon as Nanda Baba says something, it's immediately taken out and carried out. Nanda Baba didn't have to run around looking for people to do the service. So as soon as this happened, Nanda Baba said, arrange the people to come and help. But Gargamuni said, look, I will do it only on one condition. If and only if nobody should be present here. Nanda Baba said, what do you want me to do? He said, the two mothers, Yashoda Devi and Rohini, the two boys, Krishna and Balaram, you, Nanda Baba, and me, Gargamuni. Nobody else in the house, he said. Only in that case, I will do this ceremony. Nanda Baba didn't like it very much. Nanda Baba thought, this is the only opportunity when I can feed people. He wants to feed people all the time, all the brahmanas, and give presents to them, and he enjoys this so much. So he says to Gargamuni that this is the only opportunity I have to feed a few people. Now if you start saying like this, what will I do? He said, Nanda Baba, Gargamuni said to Nanda Maharaj, That's not a question of feeding people. Question is something else. There's some other problem here. You make this feeding. What will happen the first thing? Lot of brahmanas will come. And they will get nicely fed. That's very good. They'll get fed. Today they have come here. After a couple of days, they will go somewhere else. And when they go somewhere else for some other birthday ceremony or whatever it is, these same brahmanas will meet with each other again. They'll meet other brahmanas also. So the brahmanas normally, their conversation will be, where was the feast last year? That is their life. They are such simple people. You shouldn't think that they haven't got any. Their life is such that go to different places, enjoy the feast, bless the children and give them their mercy. This was such a beautiful lifestyle that existed at that time. So these brahmanas will go to another house and there will be a ceremony discussion. So they will ask, one will ask the other, where was the feast? So he will say, oh, it was in Nanda Maharaj's house. Nanda Maharaj's house, they will say. Was there a feast in Nanda Maharaj's house? Because Nanda Maharaj by now has become so popular with the feast. So they will ask this question, where was Nanda Maharaj's house? What was the occasion? Next thing they will say. Then the Brahmin will say, the occasion was nothing then. Krishna has, the name-giving ceremony was given. Oh, okay. If that was done, who was the Acharya? That will be the next question. Oh, it was Gargamuni actually. No, but Gargamuni is not Nanda Maharaj's Acharya. The Brahmins will talk to each other. They all know who has to do what. Because the Dakshina is important, isn't it? They count it very clearly. And that system has not changed even today. Counting Dakshina hasn't changed. It is still going on. And very expertly we are doing it sometimes. But whatever it is, that this Dakshina business is causing so much problem. And among the Brahmanas also. So the Brahmana said that time that where was he? This is Nanda Maharaj. Nanda Maharaj, who came? Gargamuni came. Why Gargamuni came there? Gargamuni is not Nanda Maharaj's Acharya, it is Shandilya Muni. Why Gargamuni came? Gargamuni is Vasudev's Acharya, isn't it? So like this conversation will develop. It will develop, and what will happen? At the end, this will reach the ears of Kamsa. Or Kamsa's one of these demoniac secretaries or men who are doing this work for him. Putana-like people. If that happens, it is bad for our baby, Krishna. It is bad for him. So, I cannot allow this to happen, Gargamuni said to Nanda Maharaj. So, when Gargamuni said this to Nanda Maharaj, Nanda Maharaj understood the situation. So he thought maybe, Nanda Maharaj didn't know that Krishna has born there to kill Kamsa or anything. He hadn't got a clue anything about it. But he heard that Krishna Nanda Maharaj, that Vasudev is being looked at by Kamsa seriously. And if Kamsa comes to know that this Krishna is Vasudev's son, anything like that, Gargamuni knew that it would cause problem for Krishna or to Balaram also. So Nanda Maharaj thought, considering the security of Balaram, Nanda Maharaj said, okay, we will do like that. Let us do it that way. That we will do it inside the house. So then again Nanda Maharaj was not feeling satisfied. So Nanda Maharaj says at that time, at least we have to perform a purificatory ceremony, isn't it? So we need one or two brahmanas, he said. He said, no. Gargamuni said, no, we don't need anybody. We will perform this in the Goshala. He said, Goshala doesn't require any purification because there are certain things in the Vedic tradition which doesn't require purification. And Goshala is one of them. Goshala is the place where they tie the cows and cows are protected by them. In those days, and even up to recent times, when the houses were built, the system was, you build a house, and facing the house, as right opposite to the house, you build your goshala also. So many families will maintain 10, 20 cows according to their capacity. In the recent times, in the Nanda Maharaj times, obviously, they were purely surviving on this cowherd men. They were. That was their main activity. Krishi Goraksha Vanijyam. But Goraksha was their main business. So that means you can imagine how many cows they were protecting. And early in the morning when they get up, first thing they want to see is the cows. Because that is their livelihood. And it is such an auspicious thing to see the cow because they have no impurities. Goshala is free from all impurities. In Vedic system, all these are considered important. They're not in our time when we get up and the first thing we look, if our jaguar is standing there, okay. That if anyone has touched it last night and we feel happy, oh, no one has broken in, everything is inside. And they start rubbing it, polishing it all the time. So that by 9 o'clock you have to go to office, you feel proud. I'm sitting in the wheel and happily driving the jaguar. So that's another story. But our simple villagers of Rajam, their happiness was observing these cows. That was their happiness. Such nice culture it was that this Goraksha, protection of the cows, was in their blood. They couldn't imagine anything in this world without cows. Cows doesn't require any purification. Krishna has given this special potency to the cows that you are pure by birth. Everything is pure in relationship with you. Tulsi Devi doesn't require any purification. Under all conditions, Tulsi Devi is pure. That is a special potency given to Tulsi Devi. Everything else is impure. Tulsi Devi is never impure. She is always pure. So that is why wherever Tulsi plant is there, no purificatory ceremony is performed. Thirdly, Salagrama Shila. Salagrama Shila is the one Shila that is taken from the Gandaki River in Nepal, where Vishnu is present there. Lord Vishnu's presence is always there. Many, many Brahmana houses, they worship Salagrama Shila. In the temples also, you can see downstairs, we have Salagrama Shila here. So why we worship Salagrama Shila? Because in Salagrama Shila, Krishna is present there all the time. Doesn't require any purification. Even if Salagrama Shila gets dirty, all you have to do is to dip it in the water, put it back. No mantra to be chanted, nothing is necessary. It's pure by itself. It has that potency in it. Ganga Gita Abhigayatra Vija Tulasiga Gobiga Chandanam Jail Salagram Abhibuja Parapurushabadi Ekadashi Nama Varnaha. All these things are pure things, but particularly Goshala, Tulasi Devi, Salagrama Shila, they are all pure. It's what else? Srimad Bhagavatam. Srimad Bhagavatam is pure. You can't contaminate Bhagavatam. Why? It is Krishna himself in that way. So whenever purificatory ceremonies are performed by the Brahmanas at houses, they will not purify Tulsi Devi, they will not purify Goshala, but rest of the house they will perform the purification. This is the system. Salagrama bi puja para purushada dhai ekadashi nama varnaha. So many beautiful systems in the worship of Krishna. So whatever it is, here we have now a situation where Nanda Maharaj has decided to do it in the Goshala, as Gargamuni said. So they all moved into Goshala. So it was in Goshala. Prior to that, Nanda Maharaj told Yashoda Devi, why now in the house was full of people? Before all this happened, the gopis have come in groups and groups, they were there. And they wanted to participate in everything. When the discussion was going on, they were all asking Yashoda and Rohini, what is being discussed? Yashoda says to them, I don't know what is exactly discussed, but I'll tell you as soon as the decision is made, she said. So the decision was made, Gargamuni said everybody should go. So Yashoda came up and told all the gopis to leave the house. When Yashoda told the gopis got upset with her. Gopis said, why are you asking us to leave now? Yashoda said, I don't know all that. I have been told. Throw them out and close the door and bolt it from inside. Only Yashoda and Rohini, Krishna and Balaram, and Gargamuni and Nanda Maharaj. That's all. No one else. And the cows in the Goshala. That's all. So when they went there, first thing, Gargamuni sat in meditation and said to Nanda Maharaj, bring Balaram, bring the eldest one first. There was no name yet, isn't it? So bring Rohini's child first. Rohini's child was brought, Balaram was brought in, put it on, the system is that you put the baby on the lap and the Gargamuni has to be in meditation and he thinks what name is to be given, and which he already knew for Balaram's case, and then loudly, quietly and loudly twice, you have to say the name of the baby in both the ears. This is how the Namakaranam ceremony is done. So exactly like earlier Krishna has decided that the name Rama was given to this boy, which was Sankarshanam also is known, and the name Rama Rama on both ears, twice it was spoken. And also because he will be so strong and powerful, he will also be known in the world as Balaram. Gargamuni said like this to Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj. Balaram didn't make any problems. He sat there comfortably. And as it was completed, Rohini Devi came back, took up Balaram and went away from there. And then Nanda Maharaj said to Yashoda, bring our baby now. Nanda Maharaj was feeling very blissful about it. Bring our baby now. So Yashoda brought Krishna there. And Krishna was sitting on the lap. And now Gargamuni is in a dilemma. What name shall I give him? What can I give him? What name? Kathamasya nama kurve sahasra namno ananda namno va. The sahasranama is known to him, Visham Vishnu Vashalkaro, beginning from right up to the end. Gargamuni knew all the 1,000 names. What should I give it to him? He has got all these names. Kathamasya nama kurve sahasra namno ananda namno va. Not only these 1,000 names, another millions of names he has got. So what shall I give it to him? This was Idi Nuna Vedish Chakre Gargamuni Tava Nama Nama Rahasi Vibho. That thinking like this, that Gargamuni was in a confused state and kept thinking in his mind and praying to Krishna to give him the understanding, what name should I give you? Krishna has to tell him what name I should, because Balaram's case, that is, Krishna has decided what name he will have. Now Krishna's case, he hasn't told him yet, Gargamuni, what name he should be given. So he was waiting for an answer to come. So he was in deep meditation. If you see Gargamuni's photo, you will find that he has got a long white beard, just like this chamar which you use for fanning. That two or three chamars, if you tie together, that is Gargamuni's beard. So big white beard. Old sage, isn't it? Gargamuni was a very powerful, well-known sage. So this big beard. So Krishna was lying in the lap of Gargamuni, and Krishna was thinking, if you don't give me the best name, that is what is going through Krishna's mind. So first thing Krishna did was that straight away, for some time there was nothing happening. So Krishna held with one hand this long beard. He kept the long beard, but Gargamuni got the message. Message was, if you don't put the right name, I'm not going to leave you. This was the mood at that time in Krishna's mind. But with a lot of difficulty, Gargamuni was feeling the pain here. He took out the hand and started separating the fingers, the little fingers of Krishna. He was trying to separate it from the hair. By now, Krishna put 1 foot into it. Out of the 2 feet, he pushed one into that. So Gargamuni started thinking that this is difficult for me, that Krishna is giving me so much message he is giving to me. So by now, Krishna started passing urine on Gargamuni's beard. Little baby, what? Krishna is performing this childhood in such a way. At that time, apparently, Yashoda Devi looked at Nanda Maharaj's house, Nanda Maharaj's face, not knowing what to say, what to do now. So Yashoda Devi thought, probably should I take him back and clean him up and bring him back. Nanda Maharaj said, and Gargamuni said, no, nothing necessary. It has purified me as well, he says. That already tears were coming from Gargamuni's. That fortunate personality, Gargamuni, like Nanda Baba, had got this golden opportunity to give this and perform this ceremony to Krishna. And he was considering as its good fortune that Krishna has passed this urine on him. That was his good fortune, he thought. Tears were coming from his eyes when this happened. So all over the body he was feeling excitement, because if you touch Krishna's body, by very nature itself it is Sachidananda. It will have its immediate effect on you, like so many others gopis felt. And that is what was happening to our to Gargamuni also. So Gargamuni was thinking like this. Then eventually, when Krishna started pulling this beard, he got the message. What is that message? Message was that this child has one nature in him. He will pull people towards him. That is known as Karshanam. Krishidhadunakarabhyam sattanandalmadam kilabhilabal aghi jagakarshitvam va Krishna namate vedanol. Adijagat agakarshitvam va Krishna namate vedanol. Krishidhadunakarabhyam. Then he decided to give this name Krishna. Why? The explanation of that word is Krishidhadunakarabhyam sattanandalmadam kilabhilabal. These letters, two letters, Krishna has this word Krishna has got two letters, Krish and Na, Krishna. What does it mean? It means Sachidanandam. Sachidanandam. Krishidhadunakarabhyam, we combine together, Krishna means Sachidanandam. Sattanandalmadam kilabhilabal. Sachidanandam is the meaning. So this child is Sachidanandam. Sat Chitan Anandam. Eternal, blissful and full of knowledge. If you remember, Brahma Samhita says, Ishwara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradur Govindam Sarvakarana Karanam. So that Sachidananda Vigraham is lying here in his lap. So he decided to give this name Krishna to the baby. For another reason was that when Krishna pulled the beard, he understood this is the person who will be pulling people all the time towards him. I don't know whether you have heard this statement. Sometimes, even devotees, many times, you will hear this, that someone after visiting Krishna at the temple, sometimes they may not come back immediately. But after some time, when somebody is pulling him from inside, Krishna is saying to him, come and see me again. Somebody will tell him, at that time, they feel like coming back again to see Krishna. That is the beauty of Krishna. The beauty of Krishna is such that it will pull the person. If the person has a little bit of feeling for Krishna consciousness, he will be pulled in. Jagadakagar shetvam va vedayadi Krishna namadev kathayadi Krishna namadev vedanol. What does it pull actually? What does Krishna pull? Krishna pull the sinful reactions of people, and thereby takes away the distress of the people. The cause of distress in life is sinful activity. It is from sinful activity we feel the distress. So Krishna pulls in such a way that he takes away jagat akagarshitvam va kathayadi mrishi Krishna namade vedanol. So this Krishna namam, the name of Krishna, is such that it will pull the sinful reactions in such a way that there is no more distress to the person. That is one of the beauty of this name Krishna. One who is chanting Hare Krishna, you can take it in due course that it will take away all the sinful reactions also and purify that person. Jagadagagar shittum va kadayakrishi Krishna namate vedanol. So that was that ceremony was done, and then Krishna was placed twice in both the ears, Krishna Krishna, loudly and quietly. In two ears, Gargamuni spoke these words of Krishna Krishna in both the ears, and handed over Krishna to Yashoda Devi. Yashoda Devi took Krishna and walked away from there and stayed back with Rohini Devi. Now the next part comes. The next part comes is this. Now you have to read the chart, isn't it? So to read the chart, Nanda Maharaj has to present the time of birth, the date, and the astrologer has to make the chart, the position of the different planets and the rashis, and everything has to be done. So Nanda Maharaj brought everything, was kept ready and given to Gargamuni. So Gargamuni made the chart for Balaram, and he also made the chart for Krishna. Both the charts he made. There is one system. After making the chart, what they have to do is they have to speak about the chart, based on the chart, what was the life going to be for them in the future, And to convince the person, they will also talk about the past, what has happened in the past. This is all part of this Jatakarmam ceremony. That's normally done by the astrologers. But when the name-giving ceremony, you could see that while the name was given to Krishna and Balaram, Gargamuni had thought a lot before the names were given. So he had to think all this. First of all, the name should be short so that it is easy to address. Secondly, the name should remember or resemble the personality behind it. That is more important. Sometimes in this world, you see nowadays, they have apparently there's a book available. All the names are listed there. £10, £15, you can pay and get the book. And generally, the parents will pick up a name from that. They will discuss days and nights. The father and mother will discuss, consult with the relatives, friends, everybody, what the baby should have. And eventually, they'll go and make some blunder there also. And give some strange name which has no relationship with the child. And they'll make, this is the way we do things. We'll find some strange name which you have never heard before. They think there should be something new. So they'll manufacture some new name which has no meaning and which complicates the whole thing so much. And not only they'll do that, they will buy this book with all the names available. In India also this book is now available. That parents, this is all how things get commercialized in life. Everything gets a commercial aspect to it. So the man who has written this book, he says, these are all available, you can pick one, pay me my £10 or whatever it is, you can have the book. So that becomes a business out of it. So anyway, that is how we do things. That sometimes you also feel some names when you hear what an unfortunate person he is. He didn't know the meaning of this word, what he has got it. Once it so happened, somebody was looking for these names. So he got and found out a name called Nishad. He thought, what a nice name, he thought. Nishad. Nishad. So he gave this name to his child, Nishad. So later on, this child was grown up. And somebody asked him, what's your name? He said, I'm Nishad, he said. Nishad, he said. So the word Nishad means, in Sanskrit, means one who hunts animals in the forest. Or one who is addicted to such activities, killing animals in the forest, that is Nishad. Now, the child doesn't know what it meant, so he may start, if he comes to know what it meant, he will think, what can I do now? What can be done? Then what he does is, next thing, he says, oh, this meaning, word has no meaning. Then he goes and advertises in the Gazette, or makes some advertisement in the newspaper, me, so-and-so, Mr. Nishad with surname so-and-so, alias or something they call it, has changed my name to so-and-so. But then all what happens is, from then on, he'll be known by the two names. The old name and the new name. Both will hang on to him. And everybody will say, you remember that person who had this previous name? And now his name is like this. So like this it is. This name is a very complicated thing. This name-giving business. So one takes extra precaution that one gives the right kind of name. And in the olden days, it was always a practice to give some name of Krishna, in relationship with Krishna, to the child. So that it reminds him of Krishna. The child is always reminding Krishna to the parents. That was always the custom. But that is gone now. That's because we are thinking all those names are useless. We say, why should we put all those olden names? They are so old. We have got new names, so many, two letters maximum, and makes it as easy as we can. So like these things change. So whatever it is, here what has happened now is the reading of the horoscope started. When the reading of the horoscope started, the first thing that has happened was, he read Balaram's chart, and Gargamuni said that this person who was born under this star, they had both their stars were read out. Akshaya-Tritiya day, that particular day he was born, and that chart shows that he's going to be very, very powerful. All the things, everything to the maximum, opulences, maximum, fame, maximum, strength, maximum, beauty, maximum, knowledge, maximum. Everything to the top he was read about Balaram. So Rohini Devi was very pleased to hear all these things about Balaram. And then Gargamuni wanted to read the horoscope of Krishna. So when he read through Krishna's horoscope, he said, in qualities, there is not much difference between this horoscope and the other. In other words, Balaram's horoscope and Krishna's horoscope, in qualities, it's very similar, he said to Nanda Maharaj. They are very, very similar. There's not much difference. Opulences, knowledge, and quality-wise, everything, it is on the top. Everything is very, very high. But there is one thing that is different, he said. So, Gargamuni asked, Nanda Maharaj asked Gargamuni, what is that makes the difference in the Krishna's chart, he said. And Gargamuni's answer, Snihyadiya Savabutre Mukhyadi Punamayigai Punashogaihi Druhyadiya Savashe Ityamadaltue Madatue Krishivaryaham Snihyadiya Savabutre Mukhyadi Punamayigai Nashogaihi. If anyone loved this child, this baby who has got this name, Krishna, Snihyadi Yastava Putre, what will happen? Mukhyadi Punamayi Gaina Shogaihi. He will be totally released from distress once for all. Maya will not be. Maya's Shogam means distress. Distress comes from what? Distress comes from Maya. Maya is what gives us distress, isn't it? Mukhyadi Punamayi Gaina Shogaihi. Snihyadi Yastava Putre, Mukhyadi Punamayi Gaina Shogaihi. That Maya and the distress that comes from Maya will not touch this baby, will not touch that person if a person loves this baby. This was the first reading from the chart. First thing, what Gargamuni said. So Yashoda Mai and Nanda Maharaj was listening to this. He was saying that Snihyadi Yastava Putraye Mukhyadi Punamayi Gai Nashogaihi. Then, wait a minute, there is something else he said. What is that? Druhyadi yasadu nashim. If someone tries to give trouble to him, ityamadaltue rishivaryaham, the head will be gone. It won't be there anymore after that. So, Gargamuni said this to them. Snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi punamayi gaina shogaihi. Druhyadi yasadu nashil ityamadaltue mahatvam rishivaryaham. Rishivarya, Gargamuni has said like this to Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. Krishna is listening to all this. All this thing, what Gargamuni is saying this, Krishna was listening. So out of these two things what he has done today, one was giving the name and the other one was the reading the horoscope, isn't it? Apparently out of these two, which one Krishna liked the best, do you know? Krishna liked the second one more, not the first one. Snihyadi yastava putre mukhyadi punamayi gaina shogaihi druhyadi yasyadu nashye ityamadaltue mahatvam grishivaryaham. Why did Krishna like that? Krishna thought that now this ceremony will be over in a few minutes. After the ceremony is over, Gargamuni will go. When Gargamuni goes away, then Yashoda Mai will open the door. As soon as she opens the door, what will happen? All the gopis will start coming in. And the cowherd men. Once they come in, they will ask Yashoda, what was happening here? Tell us. Naturally, isn't it? Especially with women, inquisitiveness, to find out what was happening. They will not leave till they get the answer. So they will be asking Yashoda Devi, what was happening, Yashoda, inside? Yashoda Devi will say to them first, no, it's confidential, I'm not going to tell you. That will be Yashoda's attitude. But after all, which mother can keep quiet about this? The next thing, after 10 minutes, she will say to them, the name was given to the children. And she will have to announce the names. And along with that, the gopis will ask, what happened after reading the horoscope then? We want to know that. That question will automatically come because that was the system then. So, that time, Yashoda and Nanda Baba will say to them, Snihyadi yasava putre mukhyadi punamayi gai nashogaihi druhyadi yasadu nashye ityamadal tue krishivaryaham. That if anyone loves this child, they will not have distress in life anymore after that. Anyone who tries to give trouble to this child, then his head will not be seen after that. This will be spoken by Yashoda Devi and Nanda Maharaj to the gopis. And also, Nanda Maharaj will tell Yashoda Devi, Yashoda, please always be careful when I am not here. You may do something to him. Only thing is, when I come back, Yashoda Devi's head won't be there. Only Yashoda will be there, lying without head. So it will be difficult for me after that. So please take care of that. So every time, Nanda Maharaj will say this to Yashoda, and Yashoda will repeat everything to the gopis also. What does that mean? It means, after some time, I will grow up. I'll about 2 or 3 years old. I can go to anybody's house, and I can do what I like. If I do that, nobody will touch me, because Yashoda has told them, Drukhyadi yasadu nashyel ityam adalte krishi vairyaha. This will be gone. So it's better, even if they break the pot, it doesn't matter. Let the head won't go. Let the head stay in its place. This will be the... So through this horoscope reading, Gargamuni has given me this opportunity to do it. This was Krishna's conclusion at that time. And not only that, Krishna decided that for this service, what Gargamuni has done to me, I do not want to forget him. I do not want to forget him, because Gargamuni has done this special service to me. And Krishna thought in his mind, what should I give it to him? What present should I give it to him? Gold coins and jewelry and all, Nanda Maharaj is going to give anyway. Plenty of nice clothes, betel leaves, betel nuts, coconuts, everything on a nice plate was already there to offer to Gargamuni. But that's not enough for him. That's not enough. Krishna thought in his mind. Krishna thought, when I grow up, there will be a lot of childhood pastimes, what I will perform here in Vrindavanam. And I will give this benediction to Gargamuni, that he will become the author of this great literature, Garga Bhagavatam, or in other words, known as Garga Samhita, which is the only literature simply discussing Krishna's pastimes with Radharani and childhood pastimes. Except nothing else is in that Garga Bhagavatam or Garga Samhita. Many, many great scholars say that when Vedavyasa Maharshi compiled Srimad Bhagavatam, he had consulted Garga Bhagavatam also while compiling. And there are certain proofs in the Bhagavatam to prove this also. There's a verse when comes to Kamsa inviting Krishna and Balaram to the arena where they were going to be killed by Chanura and Mushtiga. So when Kamsa and Krishna and Balaram were walking in, everyone who was present in the assembly, they all were thinking about Krishna and Balaram, that they were going to be killed by Chanura and Mushtiga, because they were two little boys, 10, 12 years old, 12 years old. And Chanura and Mushtiga were men, grown up, 35, 40 years old, big wrestlers. And how these two boys could beat them, this was in their mind. And there is a verse there, Mallanam Ashanirnanam Saravaram Srinam Smaram Murtiman, that when Krishna was walking into them, everyone in the assembly were seeing them in different ways. Somebody was seeing them as a thunderbolt who were going to kill this Chanura and Mushtiga. Somebody else was seeing him. They were two little boys of Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda Devi. Like this, different thing, different ways, the same person was seen by others due to Krishna's Maya's power. That everyone saw Krishna and Balaram in different forms there. That particular verse in Srimad Bhagavatam has appeared because the same verse comes in the Garga Bhagavatam also. So very close, very little difference between these two verses. So many scholars believe that these verses are a proof that Vedavyasa Maharshi has read Garga Samhita or Garga Bhagavatam while compiling Srimad Bhagavatam. It gives a credit, credentials are there to prove that. And there are one or two other verses also in the same way from Garga Bhagavatam taken out into Srimad Bhagavatam. But this Garga Samhita, which Gargamuni has compiled, is the gift from Krishna. That is the gift from Krishna to Garga Maharshi for this particular service, what he has done to him. So you can see that Gargamuni's, this, where did he get this? Even today, those who wants to understand Krishna's pastimes in detail and who wants to know the background of all these pastimes, they have to still refer to Garga Samhita. So the story I mentioned about the previous life of Shakadasura, that comes from Garga Samhita. It is in Garga Bhagavatam, it is mentioned. Similarly, when we are talking about Trinavarta, I forgot to mention that. Who was Trinavarta? Trinavarta was a king from the Pandya Desham. Pandya Desham means the current Tamil Nadu. That is where the great ancestors of the Pandya kingdom, they ruled from there. If you remember the story of Indrajimna, Indrajimna was a king from the Pandya Rajam. Pandya Rajam. So this, in their hereditary succession, came this king called Sahasraksha. Sahasraksha was a great personality. And this Sahasraksha, due to some offense he committed to Durvasa Maharshi, the offense was that at one instance he was enjoying playing with some of the queens in the palace, sporting in the river, when Durvasa Muni unfortunately came that way. When Durvasa Muni saw Sahasraksha sporting in this way in the river, he got upset with him and cursed him. Normally, for all sages, sages don't normally curse others. The reason for that is, if you curse somebody, some part of your spiritual power, you have to lose with that. That is the reason behind it. That you will have to lose your spiritual strength. Because austerities and penances develop spiritual strength. But if you continuously curse people, you acquire spiritual strength and you curse others, there won't be much left behind. But in Durvasa Maharshi's case, it is the opposite. The more he curses, his spiritual strength increases. So he is at an advantage all the time. That is why you find Durvasa Maharshi is a special incarnation of Lord Shiva. That whenever he curses, his strength goes up. So people were so frightened of Durvasa Muni that he curses means it will come to no question. Sahasraksha, this Pandya king, was cursed by Durvasa Maharshi that you lose this body, become a Trinavarta, this demon. But you will get liberated by Krishna himself. You can go back to the spiritual world. So that is that Trinavarta story is mentioned in the Garga Bhagavatam also. So it is from there. All the personalities who comes in the Bhagavatam, you can see their past life, in what form, how they came to this situation, can be read from Garga Samhita. So this Garga Samhita or Garga Bhagavatam was compiled by Garga Maharshi, and that was his special gift or present that was given to him by Krishna in the later years. So you can see that Garga Muni had this great fortune of name giving to Krishna, and at the same time the opportunity to read the horoscope of Krishna. More than anything else, Krishna enjoyed this name horoscope reading, because it has given the clean license now to start the different activities in Gokulam. We'll start that in the next lesson. We have to leave this room early because Shivaram Maharaj is giving a class here in 10 minutes. So I will request you to kindly leave as soon as we can. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna.
Ekadashi also.
Yeah.
These are in the, I think it is in the Palmuranam. Yeah. They don't require any purification. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.